Research shows getting dirty can be good for you. Dirt contains a microscopic bacteria which can boost the immune system and even your mood. Maybe that's why International Mud Day is so much fun. It began in 2008 with the World Forum Foundation as a way to connect kids with nature and the earth. Our producer Andy Kubis recently traveled to the Ithaca Children's Garden to check out the muddy festivities there.
Mud Day! Mud Day!
Mud Day!
Mud Day! Mom, it's slippery!
My name is Erin Martiel, and I'm the executive director of the Ithaca Children's Garden. We are hosting our 6th annual International Mud Day.
There are slides with mud on it.
Sliding like a penguin into the mud.
This is perfect because the mud is so nice and cool.
International Mud Day was started in Nepal and Australia as a time to celebrate the end of the monsoon season and the beginning of the rice planting season. And then it morphed from there into just a joyful celebration of the great outdoors and crossing through barriers of getting dirty.
I'm super muddy, really happy.
And I love dirty, and it was so awesome. I can't believe it. It's so muddy.
And it's nice and cool because it's a very hot day.
International Mud Day is primarily focused in the Hands on Nature Anarchy Zone, which is filled with a ton of mud, literally a ton of soil that then the fire department comes and hoses down and turns into mud. And people have started sifting into the mud pit. And what we'll see over the course of the day is kids and adults experimenting with their own comfort level. So some people show up and they dive right in. Other people show up and might tiptoe around the edge and might just leave with a single handprint on their t-shirt.
I like the way at the bottom of the mud pools, there's like a bunch of like half mud and half water, so like it creeps around your legs. It's like it feels like seaweed in the ocean. It's usually really dirty, but luckily there's no worms in this mud, so your feet can go safely in without stepping on any worms.
Mud Day is really a time to face some of the fears around getting dirty and just really embrace with all of our senses the beauty that makes up the earth, which has a lot to do with the soil and the mud.
I'm covered in mud, and I tell the kids that they either have to get covered in mud or have to wear sunscreen, and so we all choose to get covered in mud.
What do you like about mud, Ethan?
That is yucky.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Very, very fun.
It feels good since there's a heat wave.
Mud is part of the earth. It's part of the soil. It is a very sensual sensory experience for all of us, but especially for young children. And so to be able to get our toes into the mud, our hands into the mud, and use it to create artwork, to create mud muffins, mud cakes.
I make a cake. I make a cake.
What kind of cake?
Chocolate cake.
There's mud ice cream with worms in it.
Oh my gosh, worms in it?
Yeah.
Since we started holding Mud Day, we've had a number of communities from across the U.S. reach out to us to ask what it takes to hold their own Mud Day. It's just a fun event that connects people outside to the living world.
Look back to the mud pit!
Andy Kubis produced that story, and you can see her photos from Mud Day, read more about its history, and get the dirt on why playing in mud might be good for us at AlleghenyFront.org.